Now, you know, you can ask the question, okay, well, what is mediating this force? Like in the case of me exerting the force on this chair, I'm touching the chair. There is a contact between my hand and the chair, right? But what is mediating this force of gravity? What is mediating the force of gravity exerted by the earth on this pen that makes it to fall down, right? And Newton didn't know the answer to that question, and he avoided it. It was taken, that force was taken to be as some kind of action, instantaneous action at a distance. And that view, much later in the 20th century, disturbed Albert Einstein so much that he started thinking about the gravity, and through his general theory of relativity, formulated a purely geometrical theory of gravity that we now accept as the correct theory of gravity. Newton's theory of gravity is correct when it comes to calculating the orbit of the moon around the Earth, or for using it to send the space probe to the Mars, or, you know, to outer parts of the solar system, like Voyager probes in the late 70s that are now leaving the solar system. Newtonian gravity is good for these things, but to understand more subtle things, like the fact that the sunlight or the starlight bends near massive objects like our sun, to explain that, you actually need Einstein's general theory of relativity.